Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I want to run something by you guys because you're all parents. So I have a friend. She's mom, but she's going back to work. And she has a very young child, and she's going to put him in a school during the day as she goes to work. So she's like, hey, I got sent this contract for the school. Let me read to you what the contract says, and you tell me, for those of you that have young children especially, if this sounds like it's acceptable. I agree that neither of my children will bring any claims of any kind against this place and its employees as a result of injuries, expenses, or damages that I or my child may suffer in any way related to the use of the facilities, toys, other children, teachers, or the like. This waiver applies to all claims, whether known or unknown, present or future. What is that normal?
I have no idea. That's
a good question.
It sounds like it's like, all right, give us your kids and your money, but whatever happens, happens, baby.
Yeah, we're not responsible.
Like, roll the dice.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that's pretty standard, but I don't know. So, Lunchbox, I know you have young kids, young kids. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I don't know about releasing them from everything, because what if a teacher hits your kid? Like, they would be responsible for that. So, like, when you're reading that out loud, it to me says, hey, we're not responsible if anything happens to your kid. Or if we leave the door unlocked and your kid wanders down the street, we're not responsible. I know there are certain things that we sign, like, okay, you know, if a book falls on their face, we can't sue them. Get it. But that seems a little extreme to me.
Well, is it worth not putting your kid in this place?
No, it's not worth it, because there's daycares are so hard to come by. You just got to put them in.
Just sign it.
Just sign it. You know what I mean? Just sign it and pray.
Good care is hard to find.
I mean, really, good care is hard to find. Let's be real.
So you would, your legal advice would be?
To go ahead and sign it. Because if you get a good lawyer, they'll find a way through it.
Eddie?
Yeah, I've never signed one of those before. But it's so sad to me that they must have history or they've heard stories of where they just really need to protect themselves by putting out this release. I'm with Lunchbox, though. Just sign it. I mean, I've heard these waiting lists on daycares are, like, super long.
Well, I would call and have a conversation.
It is part of a contract, and I'm sure it's a non-negotiable part of a
right.
contract.
Right, oh, yeah. But I just want some answers. Like, when did y'all add this in, and why? And
what happened?
<the deal? laughs>
But if they answer all those, mm-hmm. and it's still there.
Yeah, then I guess, according to these guys, it's hard to find good care, so sign it.
I mean, it's tough, because you got your kids a little older.
My kids are older, so yeah, I didn't have to deal with any of this. They went straight to school, and I definitely don't have to sign that.
No, they don't do that at school.
Yeah, daycare was like a 2-year wait. I mean, there's people on the waiting list that weren't even pregnant.
This is like a daycare / school.
Okay, yeah, I'm telling you, just sign it. Just sign it. Guys, like, kids are like rubber band. They bounce back real quick, so just sign it.
Unless they go out that front door, though.
If they go out that front door.
My nephew got ran over once. Nothing was wrong with him. I mean, I know that that can happen and be tragic. I don't want to make light of that, but it did happen to him.
Okay, I'm going to tell her that you two...
We said sign it?
Sign it.
Lunchbox and Eddie said sign
High five, Eddie.
Amy, you too, right?
Yeah, but I call and I go over it a little bit more and then, yeah... Sign away.
It's that hard to get into a daycare or school in some places.
It's insane how hard it is.
Is it good ones or any of them?
Any of them.
So even the bad ones are a little tough.
Yes, even the bad ones. Luckily, you know, I was famous, so we got in.
Okay.
All right. Well, did you tell them who you were?
Oh, they knew.
That's not what I asked. Did you write it on your page?
Yeah, I wrote it on my page.
What do you write exactly?
You just say a little bit about your parents. Like, okay, my name. Employer.
It asks what you do.
And I put the Bobby Bones Show.
Did you do your real name or Lunchbox?
No, I put my real name, but then under that I put Lunchbox, the Bobby Bones Show. And let's just say there was buzz when we went and toured that place.
Okay, so how do you answer that question on these forms? Because I always feel weird and I put like media, radio.
No, you got to put the Bobby Bones Show. That's the name that people recognize.
Well, that's what I do.
What?
Yes. Oh, for
sure. Are you crazy?
Never.
Why not?
I don't use the name Bobby Bones, and I don't use the Bobby Bones Show. And if it asks me what I do, I put entertainer.
Yeah. Really? Why do they do
weird.
That? I'm embarrassed.
And they use my name. That's what's...
I mean, it's the company.
It's the name of the show, isn't it?
No.
It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email, and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I was sitting in a restaurant... waiting for my mobile order to be ready for pickup. As I sat, two teenage girls walked in. One went to grab a cup of water, while the other looked at the mobile pickup shelf. As the water girl returned, the other whispered to her, "Which one do you want?" They stood together, looking at the shelf for a bit, then grabbed a bag and left. They didn't order the bag that they took. I feel like an accomplice, since I watched and did nothing. Also, per a previous caller, not my circus, not my monkeys, not my problem. Anyway, what would you guys have done? Thanks. Signed, Eyewitness. Mm. That's the new teenage scam. That there's no dine and dash anymore. It's just walk in, shelf, and grab.
Yeah, and they almost make that too easy.
Shelf and steal.
Yeah.
I told you guys it's simple. They
you did.
They don't ask names.
You did. That is your thing.
But
that
he's
is
my not. Thing. He's 40 years old. He's not a teenager.
No, I understand. But I told you guys that they started putting the orders out in front of the counter where you don't have to ask for it.
Yeah.
So it's just too come easy. And take whatever you want.
No, it's grab not and come go. And take whatever you want. It's not. That's not what grab and go is either. So what would you have done if you were her? I'm going to tell you what I would have done. Probably nothing, because I don't want to go, "They're stealing." And they're like, "No, my name is Becky."
Then you look
and
like
an
idiot.
And then I look like an idiot and I'm accusing somebody of stealing.
Yeah.
I don't think that I would have said anything. I would love to be like, "Yeah, I'd have stood up for what's right." I don't think I would have. Amy?
But also, not saying anything, it doesn't make you an accomplice.
That's true.
So, and she feels that way. So the listener did nothing wrong. If anything, if you feel like you just wanted to like make sure you said something, you could go to the manager and be like, "Hey, heads up, I just keep an eye on your orders because I think some kids are coming in and taking stuff."
Or you could have said, "Hey, I call after they're gone," be like, "Hey, I think someone just came and grabbed an order that wasn't theirs. So heads up, guys." Like, you could have done that, but you didn't do anything wrong. And I don't think I would have tried to been a vigilante. I don't be the Batman, you know, of Chipotle.
Up to-go order.
I feel like the to-go order people, they have to know that this is just the odds are if you're going to get stolen here and there.
Lunchbox?
Oh, I got no problem with it. I've just been like, man, that's what teenagers do. We did that when we were kids.
What?
You
know?
What would you do if you saw it happening and you could even stop it?
I would be like,
you'd help
smart.
Him?
Yeah, I'd be like, here, I'll create a distraction.
I'll hold the door for you.
Yeah, here. Have a great day, guys.
You did nothing wrong, and we wouldn't have done anything differently, honestly.
Yeah.
So you're all good, Eyewitness.
But we're not agreeing with Lunchbox.
We're not agreeing with Lunchbox. What? Don't yeah.
No, we're all three on the same team.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Thank you for your email. If you want to email us, Morgan, what do they do?
Mailbag at BobbyBones.com.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Amy's Fun Fact Friday coming up in a second, but I have a version myself. Fun Fact Friday. Chicken facts.
Okay.
Brought to us by Tractor Supply.
Nice.
Number one, chickens can distinguish between more than 100 faces of their own species.
Really?
Chickens lay different colored eggs.
Yeah.
There are some breeds of chicken that lay green, blue, and pink eggs. Man, if I got a pink egg, I'd be a little concerned. I think something was wrong inside the chicken. Because sometimes when I lay an egg and it's not And it's
you don't lay eggs.
You know what I'm saying? You're like, something's wrong.
Okay, I got you.
Chickens have one multi-purpose hole.
Mm-hmm. They do everything.
Multi-purpose.
Yeah.
Whoa.
One hole.
Chickens experience rapid eye movement sleep, which means they dream just like we do.
Wow, that's cool.
So cute.
And then finally, chickens are just like human mothers who talk to their babies in the womb. A mother hen begins to teach calls to her chicks before they even hatch, which is crazy. Tractor Supply, thank you for supplying us with that. Tractor Supply carries tons of different types of chickens, huh? With different breeds in store each week. And sometimes you can get a chicken like a blue egg.
That's cool.
Shop now online or in store and on the Tractor Supply app. All right, well, I did my chicken facts. Let's go over now and do Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
Amy?
Well, this one kind of falls in the category. It's not chickens, but it's cows.
Here we go. Number five.
Number five.
Cows get excited when they solve puzzles.
They solve puzzles?
How do they know a cow?
Well, it's obviously studies are being done. Like, you know, universities. Like, fun fact, I was an ag major in college, and one of my labs where I got credit for was out on a chicken farm, and then also would work with on cow farms, dairy farms, different things. Like, I would go out. And so I'm sure they do different experiments. And
what kind of puzzle
learned.
Do they do? Yeah.
I don't know
like
the details.
Crossword or is it jigsaw?
Good. That's good.
Sudoku?
Oh, that's a tough one. I don't think cows can do that one. Yeah, go ahead.
Number one.
But regardless, when they've conducted these experiments, whatever the puzzle may be, they notice excitement in the cows, which I think is cool.
There'll be a beef you can buy at some point, excited cow, because you know...
Excited cow beef.
Well, they have like the Wagyu.
Yes, massage
which
beef.
They're massaged the whole time, and now it's like, we get our cows excited six times a day.
They do puzzles.
Hey, maybe if you eat that beef, then you're better at puzzles.
Maybe so.
Number four.
Most elephants weigh less than a blue whale's tongue.
Let me think about this. Most elephants weigh less than a blue whale. Wow. That's a heck of a tongue.
Another way to say that would be that most blue whales' tongues are heavier than an elephant's.
That would be another way, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you,
what
Amy.
What is happening right now, all right?
Number three.
When servers at a restaurant draw happy faces on their bill, their tips increase up to 20%.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you're a server and you're listening right now, start drawing those happy faces. It's on the ticket. You just put a happy face, you hand it to them, and boom, you might get extra money in your tip.
You know why? Because we feel like they're nicer.
Yeah.
Like, they left us with a positive image. They did more than what is normally done. And you're just like, oh, they must be a pretty bright person because they drew a smiley face. That's pretty good. That happens to me sometimes. And I never really put it together, but I do feel that way. I'm like, oh, look at that. They must be a pretty good person.
I bet guys, too, think they're flirting on them. So they're like, ooh, more tip.
You think if a girl draw...
Yes.
I never thought that.
When I was younger, I used to think that.
No, you still do. All right, here we go. Next one.
Number two.
The flag that the Apollo 11 astronauts planted on the moon came from Sears. A NASA employee bought it off the shelf for $5.50 right before the mission.
That's cool.
Wait, do they still have the flag? Did it make it? I mean, I wonder if a...
It's on the moon.
No, it's up there, dude.
They planted it there.
Got it. But they didn't bring it back? They didn't leave it?
No, I think they left it.
They did it for a picture.
So isn't that littering?
Oh,
good point.
I thought they made planted it picture and then got it out and took it back.
No, they keep them up there.
I wonder if it lasts. Like how long until the moon air blows it away. Okay, well, not very environmentally friendly, but okay.
Number one.
When you earn a PhD in Finland, you don't just get a diploma. You also get a hat and a sword. It's called the Doctor's Sword, and it's a symbol for the scientist's fight for what he or she and rigorous research has found to be good, right, and true.
All right, Amy, thank you for your fun facts.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
17-year-old Luke moved from Brazil to Massachusetts, had no idea it was going to be that cold, so he didn't have a jacket, but luckily his high school had a donation program, so he got a jacket from them. He's wearing it one day, and he reaches in his pocket, and he says, what is this? A pair of Gucci watches, a diamond, an emerald bracelet,
a diamond?
And what? Two diamond rings. He's like, oh my gosh. He's like...
A loose diamond?
Yeah. And he looks at the jacket, and he says, there's nothing on here except the name Dave. He made some phone calls, called the donation place. They tracked down Dave. They found Dave and said, hey, we have your jacket, and there was some stuff in there. And Dave was so thankful. He's an older guy. He said, oh my gosh, those rings, that was my wife's wedding ring and another ring she had. She just recently died. And the rest of the jewelry is my mother's. Thank you so much. Here's audio of Dave getting his jacket.
It was the wedding ring I bought my wife. It meant the world that my daughters got their mother's stuff back.
Wow. That sounds like a mobster to me.
Yeah, because his accent.
I'll be honest with you, man. I don't know. I think he's in.
It was my mom.
Yeah, yeah, you know, they'll say, Slick Polly told me. I mean, maybe my wife told me if I didn't get it back.
There's two dudes in the back. Yeah. What he said.
We agree with them.
We love this mom.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, Dave was going to swim with the fishies. I mean, he's a friend of ours.
Hey, Dave got his stuff back.
Yeah, we like that. That's because his story's probably true.
Yeah.
But he did sound like John Gotti a little bit.
Yeah, right? A little bit.
All right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. It's time for Easy Trivia, the easiest trivia game in all the land. Amy, question number one. Johnny Depp played Captain Jack Sparrow in what movie franchise?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Correct. Easy Trivia Lunchbox. Life is like a box of chocolates. Terrible impression, but it's a famous quote from what movie?
Forrest Gump.
Correct. John McClane is the name of Bruce Willis's character in what movie, Eddie?
Die Hard.
Correct. And Morgan, who played Batman in The Batman, released in 2022?
Robert Pattinson.
That is correct. Nice job. You're all here. Nobody goes home in the first round. If you miss it, you don't want to hear this sound right here.
You've been boned.
That means you're out. Amy?
I forgot to put my tiara on.
Put it back on there. You got the first points on the board last time. You're the champ.
Okay.
You got to win. Let's go to round number two. Amy, what's the name of the yellow canary on Sesame Street?
Oh. Well, I mean...
Oh, my.
I didn't know that he was a canary. Is he a canary? Big Bird?
Correct.
Oh.
Lunchbox, what's the longest-running animated TV show in America, which debuted in 1989?
The Simpsons.
Correct. Eddie, Cartman, Kenny, Stan, and Kyle... are characters on what Comedy Central show?
South Park.
Correct. Morgan, final question inside of television. On Blue's Clues from Nick Jr., what kind of animal is Blue?
He's a dog.
That is correct. Nice job. Everybody's at round two. Let's go. Doing some work today, guys. Let's go. Number three. Here we go. Presidents.
What?
Oh,
president.
Easy.
I'd like to tell you I hope you get this one right.
Oh, that's Clinton.
That's Bill Clinton. That's correct.
I move on.
Thank you.
Oh, I was thinking Forrest Gump.
Well, it's a little bit of both.
He was not a president.
I know that.
Amy, who was the first vice president of the United States in 1789?
John Adams.
Correct. Lunchbox, what president is on your favorite thing, the dollar bill, y'all. The $1 bill. What president?
He doesn't have bills that small.
Yeah, I
think about that. In your money clip, you don't keep that?
No, I keep hundreds, and that's Benji's. I have no, I mean, I'll just guess George Washington.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's man. Stupid. That's correct.
Oh!
Eddie, what famous document was signed in 1776?
The Declaration of Independence.
Ooh, that's correct. Morgan, the Liberty Bell has a distinctive large what on it?
Oh, it has a crack.
That's correct. Let's go. You did it right today. You guys are killing it today. Next round. The category is networks. What does MTV stand for, Amy? MTV.
Music television.
Correct. Lunchbox, what does CMT stand for?
Country music television.
Correct. Eddie, home box office is better known as what?
HBO.
Correct. Morgan, what streaming service would you find Stranger Things on?
Netflix.
Let's go. We did it again. We're all in, Eddie. All right.
Okay.
Amy, how many yards? Oh. You're going to do distances.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Measurements. Units of measure. Oh. How many yards does it take to get a first down in football? A first down in football is how many yards?
10.
Is that your answer?
I think so.
No, no, no. Take the marker out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Yes, 10?
Yes!
That's correct.
Golly.
Lunchbox, how many millimeters are in a centimeter?
Oh my God, I'm sorry, dude.
What?
Sorry, oh, Lunch. Man. That sucks.
Why does it suck?
Because that's hard.
That's so hard.
No.
How many millimeters?
Is it not?
No.
Oh, it's easy. 10.
Correct.
Oh, why?
Centa
100, milla 1,000. Do the stitch there.
I still don't know what you said. I just guessed 10.
So there's 1,000 meters in a millimeter?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I have no idea what we're just saying.
What was the question again?
A decibel is used to measure what?
Me.
No, not you, Adam. Sorry. It doesn't measure 40-year-old Hispanic guys.
Stop. A decibel?
Mm-hmm.
That's audio. Sound.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. It's sound.
Sound.
Yeah. Morgan, how many milligrams make up a gram?
So dumb.
No, it's not. How many milligrams make up a gram?
Can I use the same logic that Lunchbox just used? I don't know.
How many milligrams make up 1 gram?
Well, Lunchbox didn't use logic, you guess.
No, but Bobby gave us some math there.
How many milligrams make up a gram?
10.
No, remember, that would be centa. Milla made a
few. You've been booed.
Remember, milla's 1,000.
So milla's 1,000?
We said that.
So mill is not a million?
No, no.
See, it's, I was listening. There's just too many numbers.
That's what I'm saying. I'm so confused. I can't hear it.
Okay.
So what's the answer?
1,000.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Morgan, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Amy.
Yes.
English. We're going to do languages here.
What?
English is the number one most common language spoken in Canada. What's the second?
French.
Correct. Lunchbox. Guten Tag is good day in what language? Guten Tag? Guten Tag? Prime.
German.
Huh?
German.
Correct.
Yes! Come on!
Eddie.
Come on.
Arrivederci is goodbye in what language? Arrivederci.
Oh, because you did the arrivederci, give me Italian.
Correct. I tried to hit both of them.
I like it.
Tough. Amy, we're about to run out of categories, so we're just going to go back to potluck.
Okay.
What's the most played sport in the world?
Soccer.
Correct.
Football.
Lunchbox, what's the highest grossing movie of all time?
Oh, man. This has been fun, guys. that's impossible to know.
You've seen it.
I've seen it. It's definitely not Fast and Furious 9.
You've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen that one. I mean, the only one that it could be then, gosh. I've seen it. I mean, I'll guess Forrest Gump then.
You've been booed.
It's impossible. No one knows that.
Titanic?
See.
Avengers?
Avatar.
Oh, I thought it got beat out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, lunchbox is out.
Well, yeah, actually, you made us go see that movie.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I've never seen it.
Was it terrible?
Yeah.
No.
No.
What was Eddie, who's the most streamed rapper of all time with over 50 billion streams?
Gosh.
And if you miss this, Amy wins again, and she's on quite the streak.
Gosh.
She needs to go to Jeopardy and do like a heat check if she wins this one.
Most streamed?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, dude. I don't know, so I'm just going to guess Eminem.
You've been booed.
Yeah.
Eddie. Who was the answer?
Who do you think it is?
I would say Jay-Z.
Dre?
Drake. Who's Dre?
Dr. Dre.
No. Amy, you win. Good work. Eddie, arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Goodbye, my friend.
But also, guten Tag. The question is your kid spoiled? A yes or no answer, Amy?
No.
Eddie?
No.
Wow.
I would say no.
Okay. Check these off. Is your kid spoiled? Here are some signs. They don't have many chores.
They have some.
No, lots of chores.
Some versus lots.
Lots. Yeah.
All right, so far, these kids are less spoiled. Most of their sentences start with, I need.
No, I want.
Oh, even worse.
Shoot.
Give me. Amy's like, no, not really, just give me. Eddie, I need?
No. It started that way, but I nipped that one in the bud real quick.
Okay, so Eddie, amazing dad over here.
I won't say amazing dad because I think that would be unfair. I don't know what's amazing, what isn't, but I will tell you this. Eddie is the disciplinarian for sure of that. Those kids, because in here he's the glue guy of the show. He's a fun guy, keeps us all together. He's like when he's with his kids and he's like, oh, they line up. It's crazy. I've seen him have to get on the phone when he's with us out on the road and be like, okay. Talks to them from 300 miles away, they shape up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy you're disciplinarian.
I know, it's crazy. I don't know how I do. It's really...
You're silly putty in
here. It's a big acting job, because sometimes like I have to get mad at them, but it's funny what they're doing, and I have to act real serious and mad.
Yeah, the funny thing. They throw tantrums.
No.
Never. Not anymore.
He nipped it in the bud.
Sure did.
Everything's not anymore.
Not anymore.
All right, well, sounds like you guys have some pretty good kids. Coming up, Amy's pile of stories. Amy, what's on the way?
Well, there's this pregnant mom, and what she wants to do with her newborn baby right when it comes out of her is getting some heat online.
Okay.
And then something you can do every day that'll make you look years younger, and then what percentage of people in the world think that they have what it takes to live off the land?
Like full, just we got no electricity.
Yeah. Could you survive?
Okay. Ooh. All right, we'll do that next.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A new survey commissioned by Tractor Supply Company showed that 62% of people think that they could live off the land if they needed to. That's the majority of people.
You seem so disgusted with folks right now.
No, because,
I can't believe all these idiots.
Well, I just don't think that we really could. Like, if we polled the room, like, who could?
I could.
You could grow food and hunt and skin it and cook it. I believe you could.
When I did Bear Grylls, and we found dead animals, and he was like, well, first, Bobby, and I was already into it. And I was like, well, yeah, this is skin it. And he's like, what is happening here? This nutty guy knows how to skin. And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, I grew up in Arkansas, so I had to learn. This is what we did.
Yeah, man.
I don't use that a lot now. I think I'd be pretty good. There are probably certain things I don't know about farming.
I can garden. I had a garden once. So this mom is on TikTok saying that when she gives birth, she's pregnant right now, and she plans to immediately, when the baby comes out, paint her baby's toenails so that there's no confusion that's her baby. And she put this up on TikTok, and it's gone viral, and people are calling her crazy. But she's like, nope. Like, thousands of babies get switched in hospitals every year. Here's the deal. It happens thousands of times each year, but normally it gets sorted out at the hospital and they don't end up going home with the wrong family.
I was going to believe that until you went.
Right. Well, I'm giving you the asterisk. The switches happen, but then they figure out the confusion before they leave the hospital. Thank goodness. But still, it happens.
They have to have a better system than that.
All right, let's cut the cord. Well, first, hand me that polish.
Yeah.
No way.
That's what she plans on doing. And then lastly, face yoga can make you look years younger. And this is something I was in on, like, I don't know, 10 years ago. The only caveat is they say now you have to do 30 minutes of face yoga a day in order to have the benefits, which improves like sagging of the face.
Is that just making faces?
Yeah, you can Google it.
My wife does plenty of that when I tell jokes and stuff.
Or when I, not funny.
Yeah, she's like, faces.
Similar, but if you want to search out some classes, you just go to YouTube, type in face yoga, and some routines will pop up, and you can do those daily, and it'll help with your face.
That's probably April Fool's joke or something.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's called face yoga.
All right, thank you.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Does Stanley or even Eller, your dogs, did they ever chew your shoes?
Stanley is a puppy, but no, they're not chewers.
I know Stanley's had like a million surgeries, yeah, and a third of gastrointestinal surgery procedures for dogs is because they've eaten shoes and then rubber gets stuck in there. Wow. And so this company has created flip-flops that are edible for dogs. Well, they're unchewable. Like, the dogs can chew at them, and the rubber is not going to end up in their GI tract.
Yes, not edible.
They're unedible.
So completely unedible shoes.
But, I mean, they can eat them, and they're not going to get hurt because, yeah, vets were saying, like, oh, my gosh, like, this is pretty life-threatening for dogs, too, when the rubber gets stuck in their GI tract.
Stanley ate a squeaker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was it made of rubber?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a good idea. If your dogs do eat shoes or chew shoes, to make shoes that the dogs cannot swallow.
Yeah, Brizza, B-R-I-Z-Z-A, made it in collaboration with Pedigree, and it's the first unchewable flip-flop out there.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it now, but since Pedigree made it with them, and you eat Pedigree...
Yeah, it's confusing.
Seems
yeah,
like so, I'm confused. Yeah. No, it's good. I like it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Stanley has an IBS issue.
Oh, just like his daddy?
Just like me.
Oh, wow. You know hereditary. How, like, your dogs can pick up on what you have, like anxiety or...
Yeah, because he went in and like, we think he has like basically irritable bowel syndrome like humans have. And I'm like, he got it from me. Oh, no. Felt terribly guilty as a dad.
Yeah. You know how it is. Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Those flip-flops, what's the name of them again?
Brizza.
B-R-I-Z-Z-A. All right, check them out if you got a dog that eats shoes. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. It's time for Amy's Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Did you hear about the flower who went on a date with another flower?
Uh-uh.
Well, it's a budding romance.
That was the Morning Corny.
I better water it. Get it?
Probably won't be telling that.
I mean, that's a pretty rough one, huh?
Is it?
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, did you hear my water part I just added?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Lunchbox, present this, but don't say what your wife's side is. Don't say what your side is, okay?
Easy.
But you got into a little argument.
Got into an argument about something that I should or shouldn't have done.
Okay, go ahead.
So I was at the airport and my flight got canceled. The woman in front of me talking to the ticket agent was a 73-year-old woman. And she told the lady, I'm traveling alone. I got nowhere to go. That means I have to spend the night at the airport. So I'm telling my wife this. One of us said, I need to step up and offer this 73-year-old woman to come stay at my house for the night. The other person said, there is no chance I can ask this old woman to come to my house and spend the night. Which one?
I already know
who it is. I know which side it is because he said it like that. He goes, I said, okay, okay, well.
I said I in both scenarios.
Yeah, but the tone was weird.
Yeah, that was weird. You got a little angrier in the other one. So let me see if I'm just hearing this right. Your wife said you should have invited her home.
I can't tell you.
You said there's no chance this old, whatever you said, secondly, okay, and angrily.
That's Bobby's guess.
Yeah. Okay, so Lunchbox is a 70-year-old woman. What should he have done? What would you have done?
Man, that would have been so nice. Figuring out a place for her to stay. That sounds like super thoughtful. That's one of those things that would make the news.
So you vote.
Maybe he
should have said, hey, lady,
yeah,
why don't you come back and stay with me at my house?
Yeah.
Well, if I'm the old lady, though, I ain't trusting that. But okay, that's not the question here. Okay.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Oh, I think it's a wonderful gesture to ask the old lady, hey, do you need a place to stay? Come to my house. But there's no way I would ever do that. No chance.
Okay. What I would have done if I would have heard that, I wouldn't have asked her to stay at my house because I think she probably would think I was going to murder her. But I would have said, hey, you have nowhere to stay. Can I pay for you a hotel room here at the airport?
I didn't think about that.
Because I'm saying what I would have done. If I heard that and I'm affected by that, that's what I would have said. I'm not going to act like I'm Mother Teresa. I'm not going to say, come home, I'll cook dinner.
Yeah.
But I would go, hey, is there any chance I can help you get a hotel room? But if I'm picking between the two, I just don't invite anybody back to the house. So I'm going to have to go with Team Lunchbox. Don't invite. And I'm not sure that's what
it is.
Oh,
it's for sure Team Lunchbox. Right. Yes.
So now that we've picked, what happened?
My wife was like, you should do the nice thing and invite her to spend the night at the house. You need to approach her and say, hey, look, you know, we have a spare bedroom. And I said, she is not going to go home. I'm not going to go up to this 73-year-old woman and say, hey, guess what? I'm just a guy. My family's not home, but you can come stay at my house. She's going to think,
she's going to send a text to like her nephew, who's going to then put out, Lunchbox and the Bobby Bone Show tried to invite my grandma home and hook up with her.
Yes.
Which we believe that.
Or try to kill my grandmother. I don't know. But there was no way I was going to offer her to come spend the night at my house. And so she ended up spending the night on the chairs at the airport.
Because
she was on my...
But the airport didn't put her in a hotel?
No.
The airline didn't put her in a hotel?
Wait, are you sure? No. Do you know that?
I know for a fact because she was on my flight the next day and I heard her talking to someone saying she slept on the chairs at the gate until midnight. Then they clear out the terminals and she went down where the baggage claim is and that she found a chair by an information desk.
Well, that's sad.
That's really sad.
No. And this is the bad part.
No, I don't want the bad part.
People kept waking her up asking her for information because she was by the information desk.
Oh. Is this a joke?
No, I swear.
How did you know all of that?
I was sitting next to her waiting for the plane, and she was telling the lady next to her everything that went down. And I was like, wow. And that's when my wife was like, see, you should feel bad you didn't invite her to the house.
I feel bad that you didn't invite her to the house. But I wouldn't have, because I would have thought she would have thought I was trying to take advantage of her.
But what a cool story.
What about the hotel? Yeah, what about the cool story if she tells her nephew Terry and Terry calls the cops and all of a sudden TMZ's got a story about a radio guy.
With a picture of Lunchbox.
And then he's fried. Right. If they see a picture of him, they know he's up to no good, even if he's not. Look at him.
Oh, gosh.
Look at the dude.
He's in the same hoodie every day. If that doesn't yell mass murder, I don't know what does. By the time it gets to be 6 a.m. here, I'm fully up and at him. Here I go. And so I'm texting away. And I was told, hey, maybe you shouldn't text people at 6 a.m. What time can I start texting people, Amy?
It depends.
No, like, I need an answer. Yeah, I need a universal answer.
Oh, then 6 a.m. is too early if you don't know someone's schedule. That's my depends part. It's because I know some friends have do not disturb on. So
me?
We're
if
good.
You have an iPhone, it's an easy thing to fix.
Right. So I text with Liberty. If I know a friend might not be up, then I just have to hold off. And I don't want to wake them because I don't want to be the person that or ding or anything too soon, too late, too early.
Let's assume do not disturb does not exist.
Okay.
Let's talk about general etiquette. What's too early to text? What's that point?
I know by 6 a.m. you feel like it's lunchtime for you, but it's too early to text.
Okay, when
so
can I
would say 7:38.
Oof. I'm going to bed by that time.
7:38 a.m.
I know.
Okay.
So 7:30 is going to be your time.
Yeah.
I stand by 6 a.m. Eddie?
7. I think the world's moving by 7 a.m., so anything after that's fair game. Before, it's too early.
Okay, let's talk about calling. I'm assuming around the same, maybe even a little later.
Calling?
Yeah. You're going to call somebody. Huh. What's that time? 9?
You tell me never to call.
Yeah, that's you specifically. Like you said, if you know your friends, 9 a.m.?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Was 9?
I go 10 a.m.
Ooh, that's too late.
10 a.m. because they've already been to work. They've a little settled around their desk or whatever they do.
I think you can call before that. I think you can call it 9.
You can call it 9, yeah.
You can call it 9.
Okay.
Okay, what's too late to call? What's the cutoff point for you can't call anymore?
9 p.m.
I go 9:30.
I go 10.
Hey. Oof, that's late.
10. Hey, you know what starts at 10? The evening news.
Nobody watches evening
news. Right, I know, but that's a good staple of when everyone's
nobody
just
even
like,
knows evening news exists anymore.
Really? No one watches that?
I hope I'm asleep by then.
The only time I know evening news exists is when I see a commercial for it. And I'm mostly watching streaming services anyway.
Mine's when the game ends and the news comes on. That's like, true. Oh, wow, look at that.
Yeah, they still do that. How about that? Yeah.
And I've started to just totally put my phone away at night. Like, sometimes I hope there's not an emergency because I just, like, lay my phone somewhere and I let it go. And I'm like, I don't need to be on it. I'm going to focus on the kids, putting them to bed, and then putting myself to bed. Period.
Okay, so here we go. Let's make our rule book. You can't text anybody until, universally on this show, we're going to say...
9.
No.
Oh, no.
We all...
7:30.
Okay, 7. I'm going to say, let's go 7, because I had 6.
Okay.
Perfect. 7 a.m.
All right.
You can't text anybody after...
9.
Oh, no way. 30. 10. That text
okay,
is 10.
Okay, so then we meet in the middle, 9:30.
Okay. Oof. You can't call anybody before 9 a.m.
Yeah.
You can't call anybody after
9:30
p.m. 9:30 p.m.
It's all different.
Is there an email rule? I can email anybody.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Fair game, 24/7.
It's even cool when you send one at like 3 in the morning. They're like, wow, this guy's an overachiever.
Yeah. If somebody has their email notifications on, that's on them.
That's right.
Like, that's not your problem.
I feel like that about everything, every notification. But okay, so we've said it. This is our rule. We're going to live by this now. And I'm going to stop texting people at 6 a.m. because of this. Thank you for this. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Bones.
I'll give you three movies from the 90s. You tell me what actor or actress starred in all three of them, okay?
Oh.
For example, if I say A League of Their Own, You've Got Mail, Forrest Gump, that is
Tom Hanks.
Right. Everybody got it?
Got it. Yep.
Don't miss one or you are eliminated.
Oh, wow.
Up first, Speed, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, Point Break. What movie from the 90s? Three movies from the 90s that feature one actor. All right, there you go. Amy?
Keanu Reeves.
Lunchbox?
Keanu Reeves.
Eddie?
Keanu Reeves. Yeah.
Number two, A Few Good Men, 1992. Days of Thunder, 1990. Eyes Wide Shut, 1999.
Huh?
A Few Good Men, Days of Thunder, Eyes Wide Shut. Amy's struggling. You guys have it?
Yes,
I'm between two people.
I got it.
It's that third movie. I'm confused.
That third one was weird.
Yeah.
Never seen the third
one. Never seen it.
You're good.
Don't. Okay, I'm in.
Everybody in?
In.
Lunchbox.
Tom Cruise.
Eddie?
Tom Cruise.
Amy?
Tom Cruise.
Yeah. His Eyes Wide Shut was Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, I think, when they were married.
Yes.
Is that right, Mikey?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Next one. Romeo and Juliet, 1996. What's Eating Gilbert Grape, 1993. The Man in the Iron Mask, 1998. Everybody in?
In.
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 Eddie?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo D.
All right. Number four. Never Been Kissed.
Uh-oh.
99. The Wedding Singer, 1998. Scream, 1996. Can you name the person who was in all three of those? Never Been Kissed. Hmm. The Wedding Singer. Scream.
Hold on.
Scream throws me off.
Mm. I gotta go with that person because that's the only person I know.
Okay.
Mm. About 5 seconds, guys. Everybody good?
Yeah.
I know.
Amy, I'm gonna start back with you.
Drew Barrymore?
Okay, interesting. Lunchbox?
I went with Drew Barrymore, but I've only seen The Wedding Singer. I don't know the other ones.
Julia Goulia?
Scream. I don't think she's in that.
Yeah, I didn't know she was in Scream.
Eddie?
Drew Barrymore.
Now, if you think back to Scream, she's in the very opening scene. Oh. That's it.
Oh,
wow.
But she is in it. It is Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Good Will Hunting, 1997. Patch Adams, 1998. Jumanji, 1995. What actor was in all three of those movies in the 90s? By the way, when I say actor, it could mean man or woman. I just don't want to confuse anybody. I think that's the term now for somebody who acts. Everybody good?
Yeah, should we call him Thespian?
You good? You're not good? What are you doing over there?
Thinking.
5 seconds.
Shoo! Oh, my brain.
All right. Going to start with you, Amy, since you're struggling the most.
Yeah. Ben Affleck's best friend. His best friend.
Matt Damon?
That guy. Is it Matt Damon?
Well, I will not accept Ben Affleck's best friend. So that's incorrect.
That doesn't work.
Lunchbox.
Robin Williams.
Eddie?
Robin Williams.
Oh.
Correct. He was Patch Adams. What a good movie Patch Adams was back in the day.
That was good.
Really good.
I didn't
yeah.
see that. Should I?
Yeah, I don't care. All right. Next up.
Shoot.
G.I. Jane, uh-oh. Ghost, Indecent Proposal. Only two people remain. If we get through this one or the next one, it goes to speed round.
I got it, Lunch.
Okay, I'm great. You don't have to intimidate me. I got it, too. You're not cool.
Okay, same time. One, two, three.
Demi Moore.
Good.
I can beat you.
Batman Forever.
Uh-oh. I don't know
what that is. Days of Thunder. Eyes Wide Shut.
Days of Thunder.
Hey, I got it, so don't even worry. You can play possum all you want.
I'm in.
One, two, three.
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman.
Oh, Why did he delay like that?
I don't wanted to see if you were wrong, and I was ready to celebrate.
You gotta go on 1, 2, 3, though.
Look, it's written right there.
You gotta go on 1, 2, 3.
You gotta hate.
All right, speed round.
Great.
Whenever you know it, just buzz in with your name. I'm gonna give you one. If you jump in, that's your shot.
Wow!
Just jump in the first one.
Okay, Eddie, thank you.
Ready?
Yeah.
From 1995.
Ooh.
While you were sleeping.
Don't know what that is.
From 1998. Hope Floats.
He didn't say my name.
He didn't say his whole name.
Lunchbox.
Go ahead.
Julia Roberts. Let's go.
Incorrect.
Dang. I don't know anybody in that movie.
Eddie, you want to hear the third one?
Please.
And you can guess and miss it, and you're both still in. Practical Magic from 1999. So you have While You Were Sleeping, Hope Floats, and Practical Magic.
I don't know what those are.
I only know Hope Floats from Garth's To Make You Feel My Love.
And that's Harry Connick Jr., but this is, I think, the female actor. So give me Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock is correct.
Yeah!
Isn't that who I guess? Woo! No, I guess Julia Roberts.
Yeah, they're different. Dang. They're different.
Isn't that who I guess?
Yeah. Yo!
Totally. I was like, you just guessed the same person I did, idiot.
Eddie, nice job, buddy.
Thank you.
Wow, okay. Would you have gotten this one? Sleepless in Seattle, City of Angels, You've Got Mail.
Yes, Meg Ryan.
Correct. Would you have got this one? Dancing with Wolves, The Bodyguard, Waterworld.
Yes, Kevin Costner.
You had to run the table, buddy. Come on. Nice job. There's our big winner, Eddie.
Come on, guys. Let's hear it.
Eddie brought up that his wife will be grocery shopping and she'll get something and just eat it and then pay for it with an empty bag.
Yeah, when she's done shopping.
Yeah, and you thought that's weird.
It's just very strange. She's been doing it for as long as I've known her, and I'm like, why do you do that? Stop it. It's so weird.
I do it with drinks. So I'll take an empty bottle up and be like, I drank this because I was really thirsty. What are you supposed to do if you're thirsty?
Just wait.
It's fine.
It's fine. You're paying. They just want you to buy stuff. They don't care what order.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, we had a whole conversation about that. Here is Dan from Florida.
Well, Eddie is right. If you have not yet paid for a drink or something else, chips or whatever, in the store, you have no right to eat them. They're not yours yet. And I've found too many, while I'm shopping at Walmart, too many empty bottles or trash from somebody eating or drinking something and then leaving the container on a shelf somewhere. So, yeah, it's not yours. Don't eat it until you pay for it.
What I would say is the people that threw it away and didn't pay for it stole it.
Yeah, or they brought it in with them and then they left their trash.
That didn't happen. They didn't do a potluck. They didn't potluck at Walmart.
It just feels weird. Like, you don't go watch the movie and then pay for it. You pay for something and then you use the product.
No.
It just feels weird.
It's totally different. That's not a good example.
How do you pay off your car?
You drive. Yeah, yeah. You have to make the purchase first. Somebody has to pay. In a car situation, the bank lends you the money to pay for the
Maybe
car.
The bank lets you a
little
Walmart
money. You're going to buy it. You're there to buy it.
I have no problem with it as long as you're not stealing it. I don't know that there's a rule. Well, let's find out, because Lunchbox went out with the microphone.
All right.
So, Lunchbox, what'd you do?
I went to the grocery stores, and I started shopping, and I opened food, and I started eating. I went up and found managers and said, hey, is there a problem with this?
All right, here's the first clip.
Excuse me, ma'am, got a question for you. What's the rule about snacking while I shop?
Well, as long as you pay for the items, I don't suppose there's a problem.
Okay, so like...
I mean, people won't probably appreciate it, but as long as you pay for the items...
Yeah, I'm going to pay for it because I'm an honest person, but I didn't know if, like, security's watching me like, I'm making sure that guy pays for that.
No, they probably are. But
let them know, because I didn't know...
I'm just saying, most people don't snack as they shop.
Oh, okay.
So they will notice that, but as long as you pay, I'm not concerned. I only have money this
way. Okay, so it's not like rude or anything, right?
No.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You just had to keep eating while talking.
That was a bag of chips. I was like, okay, cool. We're on a bag of chips level.
Did you elevate it?
Yeah. I went fried chicken.
Oh, what?
Oh, my gosh.
The one from the hot...
grocery store?
Yeah, grocery store. They had the hot section. They had the rotisserie chicken. Then they had a box of hot fried chicken.
But that might be different because don't they weigh it?
It does have... I don't know.
No, it had a scanner on it.
But, yeah.
It already had the barcode.
So I just grabbed me some chicken.
Here is Lunchbox eating fried chicken in the grocery store going up to him.
Gosh.
Oh, my... I'm already cringing a little bit, but okay, here we go.
Excuse me, sir. Question for you. Like, sometimes I eat when I shop... I just want to know, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, I mean, I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah, as long as you bring in the package with the cashier, then yeah, that's okay. We'll do that.
Okay, so it's a normal thing, right?
Yeah, people do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just make sure I didn't know. Oh, and drop a piece.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just don't get a big lunch break, so I'm just trying to eat real quick and shop at the same time.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, you want beef chicken?
No, I'm good for now.
No problem, man.
Do you want a piece of chicken?
That's funny. So what'd you learn?
I learned that they have no problem with you shopping and eating. You
two can different eat. Stores, two different managers, two different foods.
Yeah, all right, I'll take it. Hey, we've learned something today. And you can talk to people with your mouth full, and that, they're very awkward.
You want piece of chicken? That's good stuff. All right, thank you, Lunchbox. There we go.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Kewaunee, Illinois. Police got a call from a guy saying, hey, I'm out of town and I see someone breaking into my house on the camera. So they go and arrest the guy. Only problem is he was breaking in to steal the guy's drugs. So when he came back home, he got arrested too.
Oh, no.
Well,
I have questions.
Yeah.
How did they know he was breaking in to steal the drugs?
Well, when they came to the house and arrested the guy, they found all the drugs.
They found the drugs.
The drugs and guns were just all around.
Ooh, guns, too?
Oh. Yeah, guns, cash, I mean, everything.
Well, he deserved it then.
That's a two-for-one best.
No, yeah, I get it. When you call the cops, you have to hide your bad stuff.
Yeah.
That's rule 101. I don't know what book that, what rule.
Yeah, but he was out of town and he saw it on the cameras and he says, oh man, so he called the police.
But he didn't go meet him though when he called him?
Well, no. And then he came back a couple days later and they're like, hey, you got all this stuff in your place. You're arrested too.
I thought he called him and then went back and met. Oh, what an idiot. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Let's do Flashback Friday 2003.
Flashback Friday.
Dang, 2003. That's my first ever morning show year. I was an idiot kid, 22, 23.
Straight out of college?
No, a bit out of college, but after college, as soon as college was over, I moved to Austin. Never been there before. Just drove, packed up my car. By the way, greatest ever.
Yeah.
Lived there for 12 years. Still is home to me. But I just had never been, and I go and I'm doing a night show for just a few months there. And the station is just failing miserably. This is a pop station. And I was like, all right, I'm out of here. I'm going to go. I had an offer to go to Seattle and do nights over there, and I told my general manager, I said, hey, I'm going to go. Been here a few months, not going well with the station, and I've got a bigger offer. And you guys never made me sign a contract. You didn't have me sign a contract. And he was like, well, what do you want? And I knew they wouldn't give it to me, but I was like, I'll take the morning show. The station sucks, so why not let me have it? And if we're going to sink, let's give it a Hail Mary. And he's like, oof, I don't know about that. And so I said, okay, well, let me know Monday because I got to make my decision if I'm going to move on or not. And so I come back Monday, and there were some dudes in suits in there, and they're like, hey, we're going to make you an offer. I didn't even look at the contract. I just signed it.
You the morning show? Yes.
I was
yes,
like, you're
going
to give me the morning show? And then the rest is history. That's 2003 for
that's
me.
Awesome.
The biggest country song on this day that year was Traveling Soldier from the Chicks.
I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy.
The biggest pop song, Shake Your Tail Feather, Nelly, P. Diddy, and Murphy Lee.
Come on.
This is from Bad Boys 2, the soundtrack. Whoop!
Were you playing this on the show?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, for sure.
And at home. Still do. What do you mean it was? The biggest news story, Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected governor of California in a special recall election to remove Democratic Governor Gray Davis from office. Arnold won by a landslide and took office on November 17th.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. That's it. Have a good weekend. We will see you here on Monday. Bye, everybody.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.